Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 45. Verse 39, now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Our subject is taken from verse 41 and verse 44. In verse 41, it says, and it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped. Somebody say leaped. That the babe leaped in her womb. Then in verse 44, for indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped. Say leap again. The babe leaped in my womb for joy. Look at your neighbor eyeball to eyeball and repeat my subject after me. Say, neighbor, make my baby jump. I don't know if they heard you. So I don't think they heard you. So you got to look at the person on the other side. Look at them eyeball to eyeball and say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor, make my baby jump. Oh, yeah. They look like they didn't even hear you too much. So catch somebody across the room who you don't even know that well. Somebody eyeball to eye way in the back. Look at them eyeball to eyeball. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Make my baby jump. You have to. Verse 39. Now Mary arose in those days and went to the hill country with haste. When you recognize that God has put promise deep down on the inside of you, you cannot afford to waste any more time. You have to get moving. When you understand that I am pregnant with purpose, I am pregnant with vision, I am pregnant with a destiny, you cannot afford to just sit around and not do anything to cultivate what God has put on the inside of you. So the Bible says that she went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. The thing I love about Mary, that she knows that in order to make your baby jump, you need to get around somebody who understands what you're going through. She immediately now does not waste any time, and she gets around somebody who understands what she's going through. Why can Elizabeth understand? Elizabeth can understand because she's also pregnant with purpose, also pregnant with destiny, also pregnant with vision. You need to stop hanging out with people that are not pregnant with anything, that are not expecting anything from God. Expectant people are only matured, grown, and cultivated when they get around other expecting people. Too many of us, God has put promise, God has put destiny, God has put a future, and we are taking this around people who don't know God has put anything on the inside of them. So they can't speak into your life, they can't encourage you, they can't make you better because they're not pregnant themselves. You need to hang out with somebody who also knows I got a baby on the way just like you, because they can identify with your struggles, identify with your pain, identify with your headaches, identify with your heartaches. Find somebody who also knows they're anointed too. Find somebody who also knows their future is bright. Find somebody who also knows that God's hand is on their life. Stop hanging out with lost people trying to figure out where your situation is going wrong. Mary says, because I know I'm pregnant with vision, I need somebody who's also pregnant with purpose, because only that person can understand what I'm dealing with. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody when I say you need to stop hanging around folk that ain't got no vision in their life, have no purpose in their life, have no destiny, no plans. What you gonna do next year? You know, I don't know. I'm gonna just take it as it comes. Okay, well, when you figure that out, then you can come back around me. But as for me and my house, we know where we headed. We know where we're going. You need to be around some focused people in your life. Some people who are structured, some people who have order, and some people who say, in 2013, this baby will come to life. And I am pregnant with a promise. I'm pregnant with vision. and that I refuse to let some ignorant somebody make me abort my baby, make me lose or miscarry my baby. I refuse to let anybody hinder me from bringing birth to the vision that God has placed on the inside of me. Get around somebody who also has promise deep down on the inside of them. If you give me a minute, I'll preach good. So Mary goes to Elizabeth's house. She's pregnant. Elizabeth is pregnant. The Bible says, as she entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth, verse 41, and it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb. Well, why did this happen? Because there was a connection in the spirit. See, when you're around your spiritual counterpart, what's on the inside of them begins to talk to what's on the inside of you. What's on the inside of them begins to connect with what's on the inside of you. And what's on the inside of them will make what's on the inside of you jump. The person who makes your baby jump excites your promise. They make your promise come alive. They play off of your promise. They motivate your promise. They push your promise. You need to be around somebody that will make your baby jump. There are people in here who say, I just don't know what it is, but I just can't hang out with them anymore. I'm going to tell you what it is. They don't make your baby jump. I preached this last year, and this young girl went home and broke up with her boyfriend, and he said, what's the problem? She said, you don't make my baby jump. He said, you ain't pregnant, is it? She said, no. You just don't make my baby jump. You need to stop hanging out with folk that don't do nothing for your promise, don't do nothing for your potential, don't do nothing for your destiny, don't do nothing for your anointing, don't do, why am I hanging out with you and you don't do nothing for what God has placed on the inside of me? I'm going to tell you this, people either help you or they hurt you. If you're not helping me, you must be hurting me because you do one or the other. You need to start locating people in your life that are for you and people who are against you. And God told me to tell somebody in here, there's some people in 2012 that you can't take into 2013 with you. There are some people that were walking with you in this year, you had to leave them this month and say, I appreciate you, I love you, but in 2013, you're going to have to wait here while I cross over into what God has for me, because my promise depends on the right people in my life. My purpose depends on the right influences. My destiny depends on the right motivation. I can't just take my promise everywhere. I can't just take my purpose everywhere. And some people will mess you up if you give them too much access to what God has placed on the inside of you. Stop taking your baby everywhere and learn to guard what God has placed on the inside of you. Y'all, excuse me, I'm getting loud because I missed you. But the reality of it is I got too much on the inside of me to take it around anything and anybody. Touch your neighbor and say, you better make my baby jump. Start giving people the jumping baby test. You come to my house, if I don't feel nothing, get out. Why? Because my baby didn't jump. We go to lunch, my baby don't jump. This is the last lunch we ever go to. Some of us are going around people who don't do anything for our baby. Bible says that the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. I want you to notice that Elizabeth could see the promise inside of Mary. You need to be around somebody who can see the promise on the inside of you. And wait a minute, notice Elizabeth was not jealous of Mary either. Elizabeth was not envious of Mary. Notice Elizabeth's attitude wasn't, well, I don't see why you have to have the Messiah inside you. I mean, I'm older than you and I was barren. and I've been here longer. You just a young girl. You just a teenager. What you know? You don't know nothing. Seemed to me like the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, seemed like he'd be down on the inside. I'm just saying, seemed like he'd be down on the inside of me. I've been up and down the street. I know life. I have experience. I've been where you're trying to go, Mary. I've done things you still ain't even got to yet. It's stuff you ain't even figured out that I have mastered. So I don't even understand why you know how people are. You need to stop hanging out with people who can't handle God's favor on your life. I discovered one thing about people in 2012. Not everybody around you is in your corner. Not everybody around you is happy about God's favor on your life. In fact, there's some people around you that are around you so that they can hate on what God is doing in your life, so that they can have information as to what to take back to the haters. There's, oh, y'all not gonna like me this morning. I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, so I'm gonna preach it the way I feel it. There's some people who come over your house just so they can find stuff out about you, so they can go back and get on the phone. Oh, get ready to say it. Can I say it? I'm gonna say it. And if people talk to you about somebody else, you better believe they talk to somebody else. Don't think for a second y'all got that special relationship. So I discovered there's some people that I hang out with you just so they have the latest updates. Yeah, she got the car. No, I saint it. I discovered that people who are against you will still smile in your face. Can't remember that group that sang, smile in your face. I knew y'all knew it. All time want to take your place. And I didn't know backstabbers came to church. Elizabeth is not jealous. She's not envious. And she's not competitive. You want to know why? Because she knows that the very thing that Mary is pregnant with is going to be a blessing to me too. See, people who make your baby jump, they're not threatened by your potential. They're not threatened by your purpose and your destiny. They're not threatened by your anointing, because they, in fact, they want to go out of their way to help you be everything God has called you to be. Because their mentality is this: if you nail God's purpose for your life, everybody in this room is going to get blessed. And starting with me, I need you to nail it. I need you to figure out what God has for you, and I need you to hit a home run. Because if you do what God has called you to do, I'm going to walk in that blessing too. I'm a why? Because I'm connected to you. So you don't need people around you who try to slow you down, and you're doing too much. I don't even know why you're trying to do that. Seemed like to me, you wouldn't even be trying to do, you should probably just try to do half of that. You ought to say, the devil is a lie. I'm going to do this and then some. I'm not going to stop until I get everything that God has called me. So Bible says in verse 43, but why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Oh, what an awesome woman Elizabeth is. Look at the reverence. Look at the respect. She said, how did I get so favored that the blessing that's on the inside of you, God sees fit to bring it around me? You need to get around somebody that can respect what God has placed on the inside of you, that has reverence for what God has. You have to be careful how you let people talk to you crazy. Stop letting people just talk to you any kind of way. Stop letting people call you any kind of name and say whatever and blow you off and put their hand in your face and say, stop letting people treat you. You have to say, do you know I am anointed? I am appointed. I am God's son. I am God's daughter. You're not going to call me out of my name. You're going to call me what's on my birth certificate, or you're going to replace it with sir or ma'am or miss or mister. But you will not disrespect the anointed man or the anointed woman of God. You know what I discovered? You train people how to treat you. People take cues from you as to how to treat you. So when you walk around, you know, people treat you like that. They treat you just like that. When you walk around like I am not anybody to play with, they don't play with you. When you walk around like I am saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost and not ashamed of it, they treat you just like that. But when you walk around like, it's whatever, is what I'm saying. You know, whatever feel good in the moment, people will treat you just like that. She finds someone who can respect her. That person who makes your baby jump, they respect you. I want to talk to some of the young people. Stop letting other young people disrespect you. Especially my young ladies. Stop letting these young men disrespect you. You're not some thing. This music got us messed up. You're not some thing. You're not some possession. You're not something to be owned. You are a child of God. He who finds a wife, now he got to find you. That means you got to stop being so easy to be located. Every time the party starts, here you come. Every time. They know you coming. Sugar coming. They open the door. Ding dong. They open the door. You have the door like this. You going in the house like that. These men will treat you how you train them to treat you. Cover your stuff up. See, y'all. Y'all just be in a party. And then when he touch you, you're like, what you doing? I'm treating you the way you showed up. Oh, y'all don't like this morning. We need to get back to telling our young men, pull your pants up. Pull them up. You might want to see your crack all day long. Pull them up. Crack kills. Make me want to slide my debit card down your crack. See if I can buy something. Tell your daughter, where the rest of your clothes at? That's a shirt. That ain't a dress. That's a shirt. Put the rest of that thing on. Mm-hmm. That's how you get respect. That's how you get reverence for what God has placed on the inside of you. You can't do whatever and get mad when people don't respect you. I can't get no respect because you dress like a crazy person. Look at how you dress. You can't get no respect. People will treat you how you train them to treat you.